Hey there, and welcome back to the Mini Weekend. I'm your host, Jack. Let's crack a beer and get the ball rolling, Mini. Just here for the beer. What did we go with tonight? Well, it is the last day of August, which unfortunately means fall is upon us, people. Fall is upon us. And with fall coming up here and kicking things off right, we went with a little fall festive beer. So we went with the Feist beer, the Golden October Lager from Bad Weather Brewing Company. And I have to say this is, lighter than I anticipated it to be. And it's interesting because despite it being lighter and me enjoying lighter beers, it's not my favorite. I know last year we did a couple of Oktoberfest beers, and I talk sometimes about not enjoying or not liking something that's way too, bold, or your typical what the lagers and what the Oktoberfest beers typically taste like. And I have to say, that's kind of like, even though it's not necessarily my favorite, that's kind of what you expect from a Oktoberfest beer. So I mean, again, easy to drink. It's a true beverage of choice during Munich's Oktoberfest. A decoration is used to create a malt-forward lager with toast and honey malt flavors, along with a subtle bitterness. It's funny they say that because I don't really taste too much of the bitters. I guess maybe a tiny bit, like in the aftertaste. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I overall, it's not my favorite. Like I said, it's definitely one of the lighter Oktoberfest beers I've had. It's an easy drink, and obviously, excuse me, there are people out there that'll like it. But it's not for me. If I'm gonna be drinking, if I'm gonna have a festive Oktoberfest beer, something like this, I want it to be a little more festive. I want it, even though it's not my favorite kind of flavor, I want it a little bolder, and even almost a little more bittery. So, yeah, for those that don't remember, we've actually done Bad Weather Brewing, before Never This Beer. But for those that don't remember, Bad Weather Brewing is located in St. Paul, right off of, Fort Road. It's actually off of West 7th area. So if you know where like Burger Moe's, Hope Breakfast Bar, and those kinds of casetas, it's probably a solid, from the Hope Breakfast Bar, it's about two blocks away from the Hope Breakfast Bar. From the casetas, Patrick McGovern's, Burger Moe's, it's more, four or five blocks from it. It's a cool brewery. Urge you guys to go check it out if you haven't, checked it out before. Like I said, really cool. They got a nice little inside area. They almost have a little area where you can rent out, and is kind of like a cool event center. But very pup friendly. They always have food trucks going on. They always have outdoor games like bags and stuff like that going on, as well as games, video games. Like those old arcade games you can play inside, as well as board games too. So, and then obviously, like a lot of other places, they got TVs and stuff like that, so you can, I'm sure, go there and watch a Vikings game if you prefer to do that, and want to do that, which, probably not a bad way to do it. But yeah, that's what we got for them today. They got some cool, tomorrow. You know, you go to their website, they got upcoming events and food trucks. So tomorrow, open noon on Fridays, they have the Angry Lion Cook, a food truck coming tomorrow, September 1st. They have their dry stout taproom release on the 2nd, as well as Big Red Wagon food truck, on September, on, Saturday, September 2nd. So lots of cool stuff. Like I said, urge you guys to go check them out. They have a bunch of really cool beers. I've definitely had a decent amount of their beers and would, corroborate. They're definitely worth checking out. They're, good quality beers, and it's just, it's a good time. Obviously, it's been, you know, a while since I've been there myself, but I have been there quite a bit. It is a very cool brewery. So with that, before wrapping up for you guys here, yeah, like I said, not necessarily one of my more favorite, Oktoberfest beers. So I'm going to go I'm going to go 5-7. I mean, it's not the worst Oktoberfest beer I've had. Like I said, it's light, which definitely is a pro in my opinion. I would drink it again, I guess, because of the lightness of it, but just, you know, overall, not my favorite. If I'm going to be drinking, like I said, something like this, I'd rather it be a little more bold. So yeah, 5.7, that's what I have for you guys. I urge you guys to go check them out, badweatherbrewery.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And their hours are Monday through Thursdays, 3 to 10, Fridays, noon to 11, Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., and then Sundays, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So go check them out, and let me know what we should try from there next. So from Tommy Town, not a ton of things to go over tonight, except for, you know, kind of getting up and gearing up for the Tommy's first football game of the 2023 season. It's worth noting the Tommy football team is 14-0 in home openers since 2008, which is very, very impressive. But yeah, needless to say, like I said, the wait is over. The football team's much anticipated season will kick off this Saturday on the 2nd, kicking off and hosting Black Hills State for a 1:05 kickoff. You know, there may be more on the line than football fans realize when St. Thomas takes the field on Saturday, because the Tommies are riding the longest home field winning streak in the NCAA, having won 26 consecutive games at O'Shaughnessy Stadium, thanks to losses by Clemson and Cincinnati in 2022. That counts as the longest win streak at any level of college football, including NCAA Division I, FBS, FCS Division II, and Division III. Yes, you heard me correctly there. Additionally, St. Thomas has never lost a home opener, knock on wood, in the Glenn Caruso era. In fact, Caruso took over the program in 2008. I looked up, and the Tommies are 14-0, like I said, in home openers, and 14-1 in season openers, with their lone loss coming on the road at Southern Utah last season. So, yeah, tickets for the game on Saturday can be purchased online at www.tommysports.com/tickets. Fans who are unable to attend, like we've talked to before, and unable to attend in person can now watch through Midco Sports Plus. So go check that out. But a couple other things. The St. Thomas will be unveiling its 2022 Pioneer Football League championship banner in a short ceremony before the coin toss. Yeah, in addition to that, Saturday will serve as the Tommy's Tackle Cancer game for the 2023 season. Since its inception 11 years ago, Tackle Cancer football games and the Minnesota Football Coaches Association have raised over $3 million to support the cancer community throughout donations to the Randy Shaver Cancer Research and Community Fund. In 2022, over $473,000 was raised for Minnesota cancer community. And in 2023, the goal is to raise $500,000, which is just amazing. One of the other things I wanted to point out here, kind of scouting this team, Black Hills State put together its best season in recent history this last season. The Yellow Jackets posted an overall record of 7-4 with a 5-4 record in the Rocky Mountain Athletics Conference. Black Hills State won 5 of its 7 games in the first 5 weeks of the season, opening the 2022 season with an undefeated 5-0 record. The Yellow Jackets went on to proceeded to only win 2 of its final 6 games, unfortunately. Another interesting tidbit on Caruso is his countdown to 115 wins. So in his career, Caruso has amassed a career record of 149 wins and 37 losses, including a 143 and 27 mark at St. Thomas. The reigning Pioneer Football League Coach of the Year needs just one win to join the 150 club and seven to win 150 games as a head coach of the of the Tommies. And additionally, Caruso ranks 17th among all D1 football head coaches in tenure and is the second longest tenured head coach in the Pioneer Football League, which is super, super exciting. A couple of the last couple things, that Tommy's defense was top notch last season, and they hope to continue that this season, holding opponents to just an average of 17.18 points per game. And the rush defense was especially dominant, holding opponents to just 96.5 yards per game. Sorry, I lost my train of thought here. There's a little bit of pressure for this team. So they entered the 2023 season as a favorite to win the Pioneer Football League for the second consecutive season. The Tommies received 98 of 100 possible votes in the preseason coaches poll and saw 9 student athletes selected to the Pioneer Football League preseason all-conference teams. And lastly, St. Thomas received votes in the Stats Perform FCS Top 25 preseason poll after closing the 2022 season ranked number 20 in the nation. So, huge, huge, expectations, I would say, coming into this season. Can't wait for it to kick off. And, yeah, it should be a good season, and can't wait to see them take on a Black Hills State. So with that, for our local business shout out this week, it's a company we've shouted out a couple times, but with the fact that they're bringing back something special again this year for a Volume 3. Wanted to give them a shout out before that happened. So yes, if you're a Vikings fan, you guessed it. The local business shout out is Unreal, the athleisure brand from St. Paul, Minnesota. And yes, the hometown collection is back and better than ever. They're gearing up for the 2023-2024 Viking season with 6 new limited edition drops. And they say get ready for their best yet. And they're doing things a little bit differently this year, so there's a lot of different ways you can get it. So, Mondays are when they're going to be dropping, And you can get them at the Vikings Locker Room Store, the NFL Shop Vikings, or UNRL website at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Other ways you can shop on Drop Week are in stores. You can go in-store shop at the Vikings Locker Room Store at the Eagan Outlet Mall and the Mall of America locations at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. And then the last way you can get it is 2 hours before kickoff at the coinciding game for that week at US Bank Stadium. So get ready. So the schedule for these drops goes as follows. The reason we're doing it this week is because the first one, yes, is coming up on Monday, September 4th. Second one will be Monday, September 18th. Third will be Monday, October 2nd. Then Monday, October 16th. Before the last two coming on Monday, November 6th, and Monday, December 18th. So get ready. I don't know about you guys, but I am super, super excited. Hopefully they come up with some cool stuff. And yeah, and just wanted to give another quick how you do to them. So not only do they have that going on, but before they announced that they were coming back with this, they actually released their High Street I don't know what you want to call it, like line. So they have High Street hoodies, High Street joggers, all in different colors, and you know, polos, tees, and it's and you can check all of this at unrl.co and there's collections. And if that's not cool enough, they're actually having a Labor Day sale. Use code FALL20 to get 20% off their merch. So yeah, like I said, go check them out. For those that are interested in seeing more about them, you can actually find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. So yeah, that's what I have for our shout out this week for you guys. So yeah, with that said, so before we get into our again, not a super long podcast here for you guys, I'm trying to do a better job of trying to keep them condensed. Obviously I'm not on, you know, Joe Rogan status by any means, so I know you guys probably prefer, you know, kind of short, sweet episodes, which is awesome. But we're also gearing up, getting ready for hopefully some cool stuff to come out with this football season. So just wanted to give a quick announcement that starting next week in September, the first podcast in September, for the next 17, 18 weeks, we will be doing our podcast on Wednesdays. We'll be switching it up during the football season. Now, a lot of you may be asking, Jack, why is that? Well, by popular demand, a lot of the football podcasts between, you know, September, October, November, December, and then January, they get a lot of listens. I've been told by a lot of fans and a lot of family and friends, they get lots of listens for the picks that I do. So, and we did this last year, the year before, everything like that. I usually tell you guys like what I like with the Vikings, like you know, sorry about that, like kind of how to bet them. We're gonna get a little bit more into betting this year. It'll be fun. I'm excited for it. But I kind of usually tell you guys what I think about, you know, my prediction for the game. And then I usually will always give you guys a lock for the week and an upset for the week. Now, last year, we kind of ran, I shouldn't say we ran, running into issues isn't the right way to say it, but it's the best way to say it. So doing the podcast on Thursdays, if there is a Thursday night game that I liked for a lock or a Thursday night game that I liked for an upset, and some of the listeners wanted to, you know, place a bet on that game, it was kind of a crapshoot because, you know, it comes out around the same time as that game. So listening to some feedback from friends, family, and fans, we will be doing all the podcasts through the NFL season, regular season anyways, on Wednesdays to be able to give you guys the picks. And then if it happens to be a Thursday night game, giving you guys enough time to do that. Obviously, I want everybody to know right now, I'm not a financial advisor. I am not liable if anybody is to or will be putting any money on the picks that I give you guys throughout the next, you know, regular season and playoffs. I am not liable for any losses, just like on the flip side, I don't expect anybody to pay me out if you guys win. Like, I'm doing this because I love betting. I'm doing this because I love sports and I love sports betting and all that kind of fun stuff. I am not liable in any way. Everything I tell you guys is strictly my opinion and what I think will happen. So, like I said, the simple announcement is for September, October, November, and December, podcasts will be happening on Wednesday. So the next podcast will actually be next week on September 6th. So yeah, now we can wrap up the night here with some of the with some more news and coming at you guys with our professional teams. So still not a lot of things going on for the Wild. And I anticipate it kind of staying this way. I think we talked a little bit about this last week and the weeks leading up to that. I think ultimately what it's going to come down to is just because, and again, Bill Guerin didn't say, you know, cap central hell. And, you know, that's a good way to, you know, take the pressure off, I guess, if you will. But, essentially, I think what it's going to come down to is training camp and preseason, because I think, the rest of the couple spots we have are ultimately going to come down to guys that we have in our system. And it was actually reported that the current projection for Addison's potential contract would eliminate our remaining cap space. excuse me. Wild blue liner Kalen Addison. Last month it was reported that the team hopes Addison would either take his qualifying offer worth a little less than $800,000 or sign for close to it. However, the contract, various projection models placed his value a little closer to twice that value. Currently, we have around $1.6 million in cap space at the moment, which, like I said, leads me to believe that with some of the guys we already have in our system, that's how we're going to proceed with this year. But also, we need to keep some money for in-season movement as well. So signing Addison for what the models value at, which could be what his camp is seeking, would certainly limit their in-season flexibility as well. So that is really all we have for you guys on the Wild. As for basketball, still, you know, not a ton of, not any news really on the Timberwolves, which is to be expected. We've talked about this the last podcast, two podcasts, I think. Just with the FIBA World Cup going on, but That in my opinion, I don't give two rats ass that that's not the case, because honestly, this FIBA World Cup stuff is legit. If you guys haven't tuned in, I urge you guys to tune in. They're already onto the second round, so the excuse me, the U.S. was in, crap, I lost it, was in Group C, and they won Group C. They were 3-0. They beat Greece, New Zealand, and Jordan, which put them into round two. So now they are currently in Group J with Greece, and then two teams from Group D in Lithuania and Montenegro. And one of the things I didn't realize, but the results of the three games from the first round carry over to the second round, which is interesting. So they open up with Lithuania as of only two teams in here that haven't lost yet, which is kind of interesting. But the even more interesting part, there's only four games played in this round. So what is it? Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, they will take on Montenegro, which, like I mentioned, Montenegro comes into Group J 2-1. And the only two games, that's only one of two games that they will play. They'll play Lithuania, which is going to be a big game, on the 3rd. And that'll only be their only other game. And then essentially what happens from here is assuming the U.S. would win Group J, what happens is they already go to the knockout. They go to the knockout bracket in the quarterfinals. And if they win, so like I said, Group J, so if they win it, they would play the team that comes in second place in Group I, or if they get in second place and lose to Lithuania, they would play the winner of Group I, which Group I is consistent of Italy, who's currently in first place, Serbia currently in second place, both of them with 7 points, the Dominican Republic with 6 points, and then Puerto Rico with 5 points. So at this point, there's Groups I, J, K, and L. And essentially from here, the top two teams from Group I, J, K, and L go to the bracket. And the quarterfinal games start on the 5th. So like I mentioned, U.S. will take on Montenegro tomorrow morning, Friday morning. And then they will take on Lithuania at about 7:40-ish on Sunday the 3rd. Before having a day off, before quarterfinals would get underway. And at this point, the only way they probably wouldn't move on to their bracket place is if they lost to Montenegro tomorrow morning, lost to Lithuania, and then had a little bit of help in there somewhere too. So still super exciting stuff there. I can't wait. Again, it's been kind of tough to watch some of these games live just because they're so early. But I've been watching some of the rewatches. I've been watching, like I said, some of the rewatches, definitely the highlights. And dude, Anthony Edwards is, he's on one. Like, there's no two ways around it. He is on one right now, and it's super exciting to see. Super exciting, and I think it's I think the US is definitely one of the favorites to bring home the entire thing, and can't wait to see as we get to the finish line here how they finish up. Excuse me. So yeah, with that, moving on to the Vikings. So it was actually announced earlier today that the Vikings signed and extended TJ Hockenson to a massive contract. The Pro Bowl tight end TJ Hockenson is signing a massive 4-year, $68.5 million contract extension with the Vikings, which it doesn't say here, but when I first saw it today, it makes he has like 40 some guaranteed over those 4 years, which is insane. But other than that, the it was also announced what was it, a couple of days ago, three no 2 days ago now, their 53-man roster. They will be keeping three QBs on Kirk Cousins, Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall, running backs Alexander Mattison, Kenny Nwangu, Ty Chandler. It's actually funny because they actually signed Myles Gaskin, so one of these guys I'm bringing up is actually going to be cut or probably put on a practice squad. They're keeping only one fullback, CJ Ham, six wideouts, JJ, KJ, Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor, Brandon Powell, Jalen Reagor. I think that's who it was. We waived Jalen Reagor for Gaskin. Tight ends, TJ Hockenson, Josh Oliver, Johnny Munt, Nick Muse. Offensive linemen, Christian Darrisaw, Brian O'Neill, Garrett Bradbury, Ed Ingram, Ezra Cleveland, Austin Schlottman, Blake Brandel, and Oli Udoh. I always screw up his name. Defensive linemen, Harrison Phillips, Dean Lowry, Chris Tonga, Jonathan Bullard, and Jacqueline Roy. Outside linebackers, Hunter, Davenport, Wonnum, Jones, and Andre Carter II. Inside linebackers, Jordan Hicks, Brian Onsamo, Troy Dye, and our boy who broke out in the preseason, Ivan Pace Jr. Cornerbacks, Byron Murphy Jr., Andrew Booth Jr., Akilib Evans, I always butcher his first name, Mekhi Blackman, and Najee Thompson. Safeties, Harrison Smith, Cam Bynum, Josh Metellus, Lewis Cine, Jay Ward, and Theo Jackson. And then special teams, Greg Joseph, Ryan Wright, and Andrew DiPaola. So yeah, I can't wait to see this team get underway. What is it, 10, 11 days away from the start of the Vikings season, exactly a week until the NFL season gets kicked underway. Super excited. So yeah, before I let you guys go, last reminder again, there's no deadline to sign up for the there's no deadline to sign up for the excuse me, the pick'ems, but the sooner you sign up the better. Like if you want to sign up halfway through the season, it's not going to allow you to join. It's just going to be tough for you to make up that ground because you get 10 points for each correct game. So in theory, if someone's, on average guessing, six, seven games right a week, after 3, 4 weeks, they already have, 100 and what's that, 180, 240 points. So you'd have to almost go damn near perfect if you're hopping in early. So get in, sign up for that. Like I said, we'll be giving away some more merch this week. And again, for those that don't know, go to ESPN.com. And then on the ticker where that says ESPN on the left-hand side, scroll all the way over until you're hover overing fantasy. Click on Pigskin Pick'em. Excuse me, I'm doing it as I'm I'm doing it as I talk it to you guys. And then you'll see three things on a black ticker underneath Pigskin Pick'em. Makes, picks, groups, and leaderboard. Click on groups. Under search groups, type in the mini. It'll be the first and only one that comes up. Join it and then start making your picks. I actually had a couple of people reach out to me. If you are somebody that wants to get it done sooner than later, by all means, I believe you can make picks for every single game in the season if you really want to. That way you don't have to do it on a weekly basis. I know there last year there were some people that really enjoyed doing it, but they were like, gosh, you know, I wish I would have done more weeks. It's just hard to remember. So if you want to get in, make all your picks now, by all means do it. You can also definitely make your picks for at least week one. So go do that. And then, like I mentioned earlier, going forward, podcasts will be on Wednesday and getting ready for the season for you guys. And lastly, next week, we will come at you guys with our bold predictions for the year, as well as standings and how I think the season is going to pan out for the teams and all that. So with that, I will leave you guys with, remember, this podcast about you guys, the listeners. If you have a topic you want me to address or a question you want me to answer, please reach out on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or by emailing us. Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram handles are at miniweekend, and email is miniweekend@gmail.com. That's miniweekend@gmail.com. And be sure to let us know if you'd like to stay anonymous with your questions as well. Also, find us and give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter, where there are giveaways and you can stay up to date on all things Mini Weekend. And lastly, make sure you hit that subscribe button to get notified of the new episode as soon as it comes out. Until next time, Mini.